As the beloved mighty Helios speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty omnipresence to bless him as never before and make us consciously aware at all times of the flame of love from his heart. Beloved of the light, as we enter in to the release of the next half hour, I ask you to feel deeply with me the feeling that sets you free. Long have we waited through the centuries, constantly pouring forth all that love can give, and yet mankind have turned away from our love and sought in their own desires greater and greater distress. But you who have turned back to the light, I wish to know tonight that the love which we have waited to pour forth all through the centuries stands now awaiting your call and your use to rush forward like an avalanche and to flood you with every good thing. You must call forth our feeling, beloved ones, if you are to fill yourselves with the power that draws to you all perfection. You have filled your world with your own feelings of the past, and your world is today the condensation of those feelings of limitation. Therefore, you did feel, and you caused the outer self to feel, that which you desired at the time, and hence built the limitations of your outer affairs of today. And I say to you, from tonight, you can just as easily, and really far more so, command your feelings to feel our love. And you'll have to take them definitely in hand. Definitely command the energy in your feeling world to feel the love we want to give. And if you will discipline the outer and command it to feel us, it will. And when the energy of your outer self feels our love, then there comes the release of those greater powers of life, our life, into you. And those greater powers come into your outer use to serve you, or rather to come under your direction, and therefore draw to you in the outer the conditions that you really desire to produce perfection. If you had an automobile and you needed to go somewhere, and someone offered you the use of that automobile, if you didn't use it, you wouldn't go very far, would you? Well, this is exactly the same corresponding condition. We have offered mankind the use of our love through the centuries, but they have chosen not to call our love into their feeling world, not to call our love into physical conditions. Hence, they are bound by their chains through the centuries, desires of their own choosing. But as the mighty Master Jesus told you, to call forth his feeling from the heart of the great, great silence, and that feeling containing now the mastery which he is as the cosmic Christ can be poured into your own energy to make you feel the control over physical conditions that he can now manifest. And it is the same with myself or any of the ascended host who have offered you the use of their ascended master consciousness to help you free yourselves from the conditions that cause your distress. Everything that is less than perfection must one day have the fire of our love pass through that energy if you are going to dissolve the imperfection and cause perfection to arise in its place. And I want you to feel how close you are to our life. And because there is that oneness with all life, you can command the feeling of your life to feel any special ascended master quality that is in our life. Dear hearts, this awaits your use in the outer. And sometimes it is very difficult when we want so much to give you the happiness you crave. We want so much for you to use these greater powers of your own life and our life and all life everywhere. And then to have to wait century after century till mankind choose to charge their feelings and the energy of their emotional world with our feeling about life. It is your feeling about life, whether it be your own life or someone else, that produces the conditions in which you must move, in which you live, move, and have your being. And therefore, when you command the energy in your outer selves and your affairs to be charged with our feeling of our love to life, you will find love can do for you from our octave what you cannot as yet do for yourselves. And yet these greater powers of life's perfection abide always within our love to life, within our cosmic fire of love. Charge this into the energy of your feeling world. Command it to be self-luminous, for the flame of our love is self-luminous in our octave. And if you command it into the energy of your world, that too must become self-luminous. And as the greater light of our love manifests in your energy and your feeling world, will the forces of darkness recede. And since it is impossible for us to have any feeling in our life and our energy that is not the complete mastery and authority over all energy in this world, then when you call our feeling into the energy of your outer selves and your world, there must come the complete control of conditions around you that heretofore have been your limitations, but which, if you will charge with our feeling of cosmic fire, those conditions will become for you the miracles of happiness and perfection that set you free. By your use of our feeling of the cosmic fire, can you compel every condition to become a miracle of perfection and happiness and boundless supply to you. Now let us take something very practical. May I say your financial obligations, what you call bills? You see, we don't have those things in our octave. We don't believe in them. We don't create them for others nor for ourselves. But since they are in manifestation in the physical octave, if you will charge all of your obligations in this world with our feeling of love, our cosmic feeling of mastery and supply, into the physical octave, you can use the obligations of the physical world as a stepping stone to lift you into our feeling by the reminder of us, and hence set yourselves free from the torture and limitations of the worry and strain of physical conditions. It sounds easy tonight, doesn't it? And dear hearts, it is. Please believe me. It is easy for me to love. It is easy for me to give you my love. It is easy for me to love the cosmic fire into your octave. And it is easy for me to illumine all things with the fire of my love. But you don't quite believe that concerning your bills. But try it, will you? Won't you just try it? Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now let me show you why our love is boundless supply. Isn't my love supplying life to this system of worlds? If I can supply life, do you not think I can supply things that live? Because of my life in this world, you could not have the manifestation of one physical object on this earth if my life did not penetrate everything in this system of worlds. For were my life, which is the light from the physical sun, were that withdrawn from all substance and energy of this earth, it would disappear like a breath. Then, do you not think I can supply things to you by my love, if my love supplies life to the whole system of worlds? I'm going to make you believe me tonight. Thank you, precious ones. And if you will just try, and I know you will, to keep charging all the energy in your feeling world with my feeling of love to all life, and you insist on this, charging into your energy, of the energy of your being and world in your affairs, just flooding and flooding and flooding. My feeling of cosmic fire, my feeling of love to life, into everything, then that cosmic fire will move into the substance of your world. And it will make alive in your world the perfection of my love, which produces things of perfection in a system of worlds. The planets themselves have been brought forth by our love, precious ones. And if we could mold a planet, do you not think we are sculptors of fate and sculptors of perfection? Do you deny us the right to mold the substance of the universe into that which you require in your outer affairs? Try me out Just remember. Don't let your memory be short. Just remember to charge and charge and charge all the energy in your feeling world with my fiery love, my feeling of the great, great silence, wherein is God's greatest activity, wherein is God's greatest supply, wherein is God's great treasure house. Hold clearly the picture in your mind of that which you desire, and then command the energy and the feeling of your outer self to be charged with my feeling of love, for it is a magnetic power, the great central sun magnet's power, to draw into outer manifestation anything you desire, so long as it be constructive. It is my love which draws the divine design in the plant up unto its perfection. It is the radiation of the sun that does that, for without that radiation, the divine design does not expand into usefulness. Therefore, my love, my feeling of the cosmic fire charged into the energy of your feeling world draws forth not only the perfection from within you into outer manifestation, but my love draws from the universe around you perfection to you. And I want you to have supply. I want you to have the unlimited freedom in the use of the things of this world to fulfill the great divine plan which we all enjoy expanding. I wish you too shall enjoy with us. So just charge and charge and charge my feeling of love into all the substance and all the energy of your outer self and your world of things. And let me be the transmuting process that draws into your outer use that which you're going to require. It is so easy, precious ones, to live close to God through our love. And the only reason you do not have more of the perfection within life once you turn to the light is because, due to the old habit, the outer world pulls upon your attention again and again and again, when if that attention were turned back to us, it would draw into your world the perfection from our octave. Whichever way you look, be it to the world of the outer or to us, there will come back to you on your own life, your own energy, that upon which you look. And therefore, if you remember often enough in a day, and I say at least once an hour, to turn back to us and demand the cosmic fire of my love charged into all the energy of your feeling world to produce the eternal perfection which I am in outer physical conditions for you, I will begin to reveal to you the inner secrets of cosmic love. They abide within the cosmic fire which sustains life in this whole system of worlds. And since your outer self is a thread of that life, expanding the unfed flame into outer action, you will find the unfed flame in your own hearts expanding much more rapidly as you call my feeling of fiery love into yourselves to produce perfection in the energy of you and your world. It must come within you first before the things of the outer world will manifest. But the love is the drawing power which gathers and selects that which you require and desire to use in the fulfillment of the divine plan. Just try me out for one day and remember once an hour to raise your hands to your presence and to me and to demand with every fiber of your being that my love and its cosmic fire, its feeling, charges into all the energy of your feeling world and your outer physical activities. Just let it surge by your conscious command, but demand it with every fiber of your being. Then as you do this, think of that 10 or 12 times a day, within just one flash of my fiery love and my feeling of that love into your feeling, will you find the oneness of life doing for you that which you have craved for centuries and as yet have not quite attained. We long ago offer you the use of our ascended master consciousness. We are offering you the use of our cosmic fire of love, the love that creates whole systems of worlds and sustains them in their ever-expanding perfection to bring happiness throughout creation. And we live to bring happiness to you. Our love, charged into the energy of your feeling world, can only bring you happiness. And therefore, if you do not have the happiness or the things that you require for greater perfection in the physical, then fill your world, fill your feeling, fill your energy with our fiery love. And see for yourselves what comes to bless you. We want you to have these blessings. And dear hearts, sometimes if we did not understand the law, it would be quite difficult to watch you who are facing the light, who wait so long to receive the things that others in the world who are not doing right are wasting and destroying. If it were not that cause and effect are absolute, it would be a matter of impatience on our part, which of course we cannot feel, to watch those we love who are nearing their freedom, not to have all the things that you would like to have to quickly bring perfection here in this octave. But let me guard you in calling forth the fire of my love into your feeling world, command that its immortal protection guard everything that is drawn into your outer use. So whatever manifests to you to fulfill the divine plan remains protected and under your control, that it carries automatic protection with it. So the sinister force, or the unawakened of mankind, cannot use for destructive purposes that which our love supplies to you in answer to your call. The place where the great magnetic power of life must first act in an individual is the feeling within. There must come the love of the cosmic fire within. And when you charge our feeling of love into your feeling world, and then hold your picture of what you desire. You will love that into outer manifestation by the use of our love, writing forth, shall I say, on your own energy, or rather qualifying it into the conditions of the outer world that bring back to you the perfection and the things which you ought to have to give you unlimited freedom in fulfilling the great divine plan. Please do not forget what the mighty Master Jesus told you when he said, draw my feeling from the heart of the great, great silence into yourselves. And I say the same thing. Call forth the fire of my love, my feeling of the great, great silence and its cosmic fire into yourselves, into your conditions, into the energy of every bit of feeling that goes forth from you. And when my love and its cosmic fire passes through the energy of your feeling world, not all mankind could disturb you in the outer life. When my feeling is within you, disturbance dare not approach. When my feeling of love is within you, fear and depression cannot exist. Therefore, I am giving you the fire of my love to qualify and control the energy of your feeling world into the perfection which love alone can manifest. This can become for you a tremendous healing power. When you call the fire of my love into the energy of someone's mental and feeling world to produce there the perfection that sets free, then, my dear ones, that which is of the human cannot abide within my fire of cosmic love. Pay no attention to appearances. Call forth the cosmic fire of my love into your feeling world and let it go forth and do its perfect work by conscious command. And come forward out of your limitations and into that which you have a right to command in the fulfillment of the great divine plan. Oh, if you would only take sometimes only one full minute to stop in the midst of the outer activities and charge the fire of my love into all of the energy of your feeling world. Then, if there be something that is distressing, and my flame of love passes through that energy, the distress is consumed. And if that consuming is needed, then that flame which passes through you is the violet consuming flame which your precious Saint Germain has taught you to use. When you call forth the fire of my love into your physical energy in the physical world, that fire contains whatever quality is necessary to dissolve human limitations wherever it touches that energy. It is as simple, my dear ones, as 1, 2, 3. Won't you let me experiment with you? Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, when the temptation comes to be distressed about conditions in the outer world, take command of the outer self and say, no. The fire of eternal love from the heart of a great, great silence, under the conscious command of mighty Helios, shall go through this energy and compel perfection here. You try it. Thus you give me an open door here and there, wherever you use this conscious command, to let a flame of love from our octave become permanently established in the physical structure of the earth, as well as the atmosphere about you, to render that service which only the cosmic fire can give. I am offering you this assistance tonight for several reasons. In the ages of the past, when the sacred fire was manifested visible to mankind at many places on the surface of the earth, that fire was guarded by one or more individuals who maintained purity in the feeling world. But when mankind became so discordant and impure in their feelings that that guard could not be established, then we had to withdraw those flames from outer visible association with mankind. And since the law of the incoming cycle is such as to make it necessary for those flames to come again into the outer, there must come the purity that guards them. And as you use the fiery love from the physical sun, in the heart of a great, great silence there, and you demand that come into outer physical energy, there will come the greater purity again, so we may establish in the outer these various activities of the sacred fire, which can bless mankind so greatly, and which they need without question. Once again must the sacred fire become visible before the physical sight of mankind. And when the great cosmic law permits again the manifestations of these flames into the outer, there will many times come the voice that speaks within the flame, and then will the cosmic law be known by all, accepted and obeyed, because the authority of the sacred fire within those flames is absolute, eternal, and perfect. This will begin by the purification of yourselves in the use of my love of the cosmic fire. Your beloved Saint Germain, when he offered you the use and explanation of the violet consuming flame, gave you the privilege of calling his love of that violet flame into your mental and feeling world, into all the energy of the outer self. And he told you, if you would use that violet consuming flame, it would consume all human limitation. But you have not been scarcely aware that when he offered you that, he offered you his fiery love in that violet consuming flame to be the purity in your own feeling world that produces the perfection and that sets you free from limitation. So from tonight, as you give me the opening by which these flames can flood through into the physical octave, will you find the limitations disappearing and yourselves arising into the perfection that is the divine plan made manifest while yet in the physical world. When the beloved Master Jesus asked you to call forth his feeling from the heart of the great, great silence, know that that was his love. Because when you approach the time when every bit of help that you call forth from your presence and the ascended host and the cosmic beings who assist the earth, and you know that as the great fiery love of eternal perfection, when you want help and you call that into outer action, you will have it as surely as you make the call. Whenever you want help for any condition, try to remember to call the fiery love from the great, great silence or any of the ascended beings or cosmic beings who have offered you their assistance, and demand that that cosmic fire charge through all the energy of the feeling world of yourselves and all you contact. Then the fire begins to burn away the human desire and human creations that have been the chains of the centuries. Tonight, I commend you to the heart of my love. I made the temple of the cosmic fire, which manifests as the physical sun in your system of worlds, become an abode for you, into which you may enter while the body sleeps and receive the feeling of my love that shall be as tangible when you awaken as you desire it to be. And if you enter sleep with the command and the demand that my fiery love pass through all the energy of your feeling world while the body sleeps, and that it fill your world and all the things of your world with my feeling of that love, then the very vibratory action and energy from my great temple of life shall flood like a river into your world, and as a magic hand, remove that which you have accepted as limitation. Come, let us feel that one supreme cosmic activity of the sacred fire of eternal love. I let it dissolve from your feeling world all that has drawn limitation upon you. And then will you find the very sunlight that blesses the earth is in reality love that is trying to set mankind free. By conscious command, may you draw this into your outer use, and may the great ones whom you have loved and served come now and flood their fiery love through all the energy and substance of your beings and worlds. And quickly, let us release all of you from these limitations so you may go forth and render the service that brings freedom to your nation and release to the younger generation quickly through our love. Our love wants to give it. Your love wants to give it. The divine law of all creation demands that it must come into this world. And the more you can call it into outer action, the more the shadows, and the faster must those shadows disappear. I shall listen for every call and answer you beyond your fondest dreams. Let us go forward to victory, which alone manifests by the love of the cosmic fire. And may that fire become for you the temple of eternal peace. Let this fire descend and peace possess the earth as God intends, until all awaken and behold the cosmic fire of that beloved I Am presence and the ascended host, and know that they can never again disobey the supreme law. Unto the glory of its eternal boundless blessings do I call you tonight, and may your experiences be proof of the reality and power and authority of my love to set you free. I demand your freedom in this which I have offered tonight. I thank you. Beloved mighty Helios, thank you for your love. Possess us within its flame and let it rule everything in our beings and worlds forever. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such fiery love from beloved mighty Helios, great cosmic heart, that it charges into everything in our beings and worlds and makes us the victory of that love and its mastery over everything in this world forever. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in that same great fiery love which comes under your direction, and make all things bow before it and be consumed, if they be not its perfection forever. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. Thank you, beloved Helios. And beloved Jesus and all the great ones who have loved us through the centuries, now charge the fire of your love into every bit of energy in our beings and worlds, and compel all things become your ascended master perfection quickly in all physical action. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for you to clothe us in the sevenfold flame of your great fiery love. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress the great cosmic fiery love of beloved mighty Helios and all the great ones. Charge and charge and charge that everywhere, until naught but its victory remains ever again in the records of the universe. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty omnipresence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with that mighty fiery love from beloved Helios' own heart, and charge it everywhere around the world till it compels peace for eternity and the victory of the ascended masters forever possesses the earth and controls all under the ascension of all. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those on this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all poverty, all war, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth raise, purified, illumine, and use in the service of the light for the ascension of all by the great fiery love of beloved mighty Helios, and blessed Jesus and Papa and Saint Germain, all the great ones, until wherever we move, that fiery love goes before us, prepares a way, compels perfection, and sustains and expands it for the freedom of all, for eternity. Now as we return, these physical flames, the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart's end of creation our heart's call for all the fiery love of the victorious great cosmic beings, the mighty Helios, and all who come under his direction, brought into the physical octave everywhere in all physical action, till everything becomes his love expressed, and peace comes to the earth this time to possess and rule all for eternity.